Final round of our Coach's Insight programs here tonight on KARE 93.7 FM as we're coming down the home stretch of the high school basketball season. We're talking Atchison, and boys basketball coach Pat Battle joins us. It's brought to you by Amberwell Health. Well, Coach, a good start to Sub-State and a big win last night against El Dorado, 70-32. So you guys are 1-1 away from a state tournament berth. But how nice was it to see your team perform the way they did against El Dorado last night?
Oh, very pleased. Very pleased with, first of all, the way we defended. I think, you know, they have a kid who averages 20 points a game, and he's good. And he's going to be playing basketball on Saturdays. And I thought that cutting his average in half and being able to hold everybody else down, I thought that was a huge difference for us. So I thought it started with defense. And then we got in transition. So I was really pleased with the effort and the way we went about the approach that we had towards winning the game. So well executed.
You had that loss against Highland Park a couple of weeks ago, and since then, four straight wins, including the one last night against El Dorado. We've talked about the defense over the last couple of weeks and how that's really kind of, you know, been a huge key for you guys. Has that been kind of the biggest difference, you know, since that loss to Highland Park?
Yeah, I would agree. I think we've defended pretty well. I don't think that anybody has cracked the 50-point mark yet. If you don't crack 50 against us, it's going to be tough to beat us. Just that simple. Yeah. I think that we're so explosive offensively that if we can hold people in the 40s, it gives us a really good opportunity to be successful.
And what is the key, you know, throughout the season with the success on the offensive side? I mean, you guys have had some monster games, a couple of 90-point games, 80-point games, 70s a little bit more recently. Again, it's been a little bit more down, but the numbers are still very, very good. What's been the key to the success offensively?
Well, I think it's us. First of all, it's getting out in transition and continuing to run. And I think the other thing is that we're doing a better job of scoring inside. So we're not shooting the ball as well from the perimeter. I'm hoping that kind of picks up because I think we're going to need that at some point. But the keys for us all, you know, and we got to give credit to other people. You know, we see everybody twice. They're not going to let you run out and get 90, you know, a second time. So, I mean, other people are scheming and doing things to try to find ways to slow us down, but I still think that we're playing at a really good pace.
Well, now you get Parsons at home on Saturday night, a chance to get a win there and move on and get back to a state tournament berth. What's maybe the biggest difference that you see, you know, what you're going to see with this Parsons team, maybe compared to what El Dorado did last night?
Well, first of all, I will be shocked if they play a zone. They are a man team. And so I think you're going to see that. In a lot of ways, they mirror us. I mean, they like to play up tempo. They play a lot of man-to-man. They're very athletic. They have an inside-outside punch. You know, and I think it's going to be a fast game. I mean, it's going to be a lot of possessions. That's what I foresee. So it's going to be a fun one to watch for sure.
Is that what you would like? Do you think that plays more into your advantage?
Yeah.
A team that wants
absolutely
to play up tempo?
Yeah, no, we want to play games in which the possessions are in the 80s. You know, we feel that favors us. It also gives us an opportunity to get second shot opportunities. We've got some really great offensive rebounders too. It's a team that rebounds really well. So when we miss, we go get it. And so yes, I want to play fast. The team wants to play fast.
So it seems like it's certainly going to be an exciting game on Saturday with a trip to the state tournament on the line. Give us a few keys. What's it going to take to get that win at home against Parsons and move on to the state tournament?
Okay, well, number one, it's going to be what we've done all year, which is defend well. The other thing is to try to get out in transition and attack the basket and finish. So I think that those are going to be the keys.
There it is, Pat Battle, Atchison boys basketball coach. 19 wins to just 2 losses so far. Big win against El Dorado last night. Now they get Parsons at home, a team from the Southeast Kansas League, and a win there gets Atchison back to a state tournament berth. Again, it's brought to you by Amberwell Health. Coach, we appreciate the time all season long. Good luck the rest of the way, and good luck Saturday against Parsons.
All right, well, it's been a pleasure, and I want to thank you guys for all the coverage you provide for the area.